Gee, agus fáilte go dtí an cláir cum an Luke Clás Gael na seachtain na seola mí Tom Comac with you as always until on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock, and as we always say at this time, hope you can stay with us. Well, we've got a busy programme lined up for you tonight, and of course, the main focus of the programme, of course, is that big game in Kingspan Breffni Park on Saturday night between Donegal and Monaghan in the Ulster Senior Football Championship. That's the second of those Ulster semi-finals. Tyrone and Cavan drew last Sunday in the first of those, and that replay is on Sunday week back in Clonus. But it's Donegal and Monaghan, I suppose, two great rivals in recent years, and certainly they have been dominating Ulster football. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by two former greats from both counties. Newdy Hughes, a three-time All-Star with Monaghan, a regular guest here on the programme. Good night to you, Newdy.
Great
evening,
Tom.
And, of course, our very own legend, the man that led Donegal to that first All-Ireland. And, of course, Donegal's first All-Star as well. We can't forget that. Brian McInniff. Good night to you, Brian.
Good night, Tom and Eugene.
Yeah, well, certainly, obviously, we're all looking forward to the big game. And for those of you that are, deserting the TV screens tonight, or maybe have the TV screens turned down low, we'll keep an eye as well, of course, on Ireland versus... Ireland versus, who are they playing, Italy in Lille in that European 2016 qualifier. And it's a big night for Donegal. Shane Coleman, or Seamus Coleman tonight, he's captain of the Irish team. And of course, two Derry men in the side as well, Shane Duffy and James McLean. So a big night all round. First of all, Brian, it's a huge night for Killy Beggs, obviously. Seamus Coleman, captain of Ireland team. And as we know, maybe only before he went across the water, first went to Sligo, he could be featuring on Saturday afternoon or Saturday night in Kingspan Breffni Park.
Well, out of the shadow of a doubt, he would be playing inter-county football, but he got the offer and he made it, and fair credit to him. He's a great representative of the country and his own club, Everton, and we're all very proud of him, and I hope he does very well. They've made a relatively good start in the match tonight, in spite of the fact that he made four changes.
Yeah, and certainly we'll be all keeping an eye on it. Keeping an eye on it in Monaghan too, I'm sure, Eugene.
Yes, I'm just. I love the way you keep just Eugene. You must be feeding me before you go for the slaughter Saturday. but Seamus might have a good night out in France tonight, but I don't think he'll have a good night Saturday night. So that's that. Whatever celebration he gets tonight, we keep it that way.
I will. Anyway, look at lads, looking forward to the big game on Saturday night. And I suppose, Brian, the first topic has to be Neil McGee, and he losing his appeal against his two-match ban last night.
Well, it's sad, you know. It was one of those tackles that he got a kick on the side of the leg, and he came out with the ball, and he raised his elbow, and, you know, referees see interpretations. He didn't do any damage to the lad, and he was a small lad as well. Corrigan, he's not Tomás, the brother, whatever his first name
Rory,
is.
Rory.
You know, and he's just low to the ground, and as McGee came out, as backs are apt to come, and Newdy played a corner back, and that's where he earned his first All-Star. But when you're at full back, you know, you have to make a way out through it. And if you go back to Pádraig McShay playing full back for us, I suppose he would have spent a lot of time on the sideline with the way he came out, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, the red television cameras pick it up, and from different angles it can look quite differently. And I thought he was very hardly punished with too much bang, you know. But
yeah, well, the carryover obviously from the Kerry game, that one has to be questionable, given that, you know, he was that was done in retrospection. No referee reported that or anything.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I thought it was very, very sad on the lad that they used that game in Kerry to find a two-game suspension, but hopefully that he might appeal it to a higher body and maybe get at least a reduction from two games to one. But it's sad that he's unavailable, because he's been a linchpin in that Donegal defence for the last 6 years, and he's got three All-Stars as a full-back. Yeah. So that speaks for itself. So it's a huge loss to Donegal back then.
Yeah, and Nudie, I know obviously... Maybe some delight at the fact that he won't be playing in Monaghan, but certainly you would have sympathy for the player as well to miss out on such a big game.
There's no question about it, and now I would be in a different interpretation of that. I would tackle what I saw. I think if he had been playing on last Saturday for Ireland in the full back line, I don't think the centre forward for South Africa would have crossed the line, because Neil would have definitely taken him, no matter what side. But having said that, my argument with the present day system with the players is the temperament on the day, because a lot of them don't play with the clubs just pre to the championship. they're like untouchable. And when something happens to them during a match, as it did, he did get a knock, as Brian highlighted before that. But he still should have been able to control his emotion. He was clear on the line of defence. He knew he was in a key area. And I think the rules have changed, we say, from the All-Star situation. If you were sent off for a two-week ban, you lost your All-Star. The discipline of the players has been changed to suit the awards. And the fact that they don't play with the club footballs, it keeps, you know, the players aren't primed the same way. Their discipline, it can go, it's just for the county. But when they're playing the club football and then play with the county the following week, their discipline has to be controlled at all times. And that's the unfortunate thing. And he lost out. It was a great, would have been a great matchup again, as it was highlighted, McManus and Neil. It was one that you just went and seen. But like, it's not going to happen, that's it. But the one thing about it is, there's no question, Donegal will put in another player. They're not going to be down minus a player, an influential player, but the rest of the defence, we know Donegal's going to set up the exact same. So it depends on who Gallagher will put back in position.
Mm. And Brian, just to tell us, just remind us again, how big a loss is he?
He's an immense loss, let's be fair about it. As I was saying, he's a three-time All-Star. He's been first of all, he's big, he's strong, he's tough, and he's pacey. And again, enjoying the attack, and I think you only have to go back a couple of years. But I remember against Sligo or Baxford at the wall, he went straight up and scored a goal that brought us back into the game. Do you remember that night?
Yeah, that was Jim McGuinness's first game at the competitive game.
Yeah, you know, that's the nature of Neil McGee. He could play midfield, actually, for Donegal if it was required, but he's such a strong lad at full back, and that's why we don't concede an awful lot of scores when he's in there, because there's a healthy respect for him by most forwards throughout the country.
And obviously he was, as Nudie says, everybody was looking forward to him. I suppose the contest between himself and Conor McManus.
Well, that's been a good ongoing contest for a couple of years. And then, let's be fair about it, last year in the Ulster final, he just seemed to just pip Neil. But at the same time, it was into the second half before he got on top of Neil, you know. But that wouldn't make any difference to Neil if Neil were playing next Saturday night, because Neil would put all that behind him. He'd see it as a great challenge to take him on again.
Yeah, anyway, looking just before we look ahead to the game, you know, Donegal are actually bidding to reach their sixth Ulster final. It's five, they've played in the last five, and Monaghan have played in the last three, bidding to reach their fourth in a row. It's a great time for the two counties, hasn't it?
Well, I think from Monaghan's perspective, compared to the North, when you look at Tyrone are regularly in it, Armagh dominate it, and now you've Donegal and Monaghan. Donegal won in North Ireland, and Monaghan have that gap to bridge, you know, controlling Ulster. And the only thing I'm looking at, when you look at the age panel, the different on both teams, when you're taking on players, we have Dick, Vinnie Curry, Paul Finney, then you have Christy Toy, then Colin McFadden. You know, the ages again them there on those players, whatever we control in Ulster, and that's what we sort of do. We sort of exploit it then when we go away into Crow Park. But it's also a walking in. And they're well-balanced, the teams. Like, the league, I thought Donegal left it behind them. I thought the turnover of McFadden ball on 30 metres out on the left-hand side, the hillside in Castleblaney, changed the whole run of play for Monaghan. And they went on from strength to strength after that, after getting a 7-point lead, Donegal. Mm. And it would have been interesting. I think Donegal, had they won that, the confidence would have been up. It's a very nip and tuck game, and Donegal won't. The only good thing about Donegal going to, if the match is in Breffni, and that will give them a lift in that situation. It's not in Clonus.
Yeah, is that a drawback from a Monaghan point of view, out of their comfort zone a bit?
Because Clonus is one of their home pitches, there's no doubt about that. It has to be worth 2 or 3 points, Tom. And you know, it is, you know, a definite plus that we've got Monaghan out to Breffni Park.
Yeah.
Because we generally do fairly well in Breffni for whatever reason. But at the same time, we like Clonus. But, you know, it's nice to get them out of their own home pad. Let's be fair about it. There's a psychological advantage there for Donegal going into the game.
And tell me, Brian, Donegal is in Monaghan, as I said. What, Donegal appeared in the last five finals? I know this is only a semi-final, and they've met Monaghan in three of them, and Monaghan have won 2-1. What is it about Monaghan? And I know we spoke to Nudie a couple of years ago, and Donegal were raging hot favourites ahead of one of those finals, and he was quietly confident. What is it excited about Marlon.
I go back to a day in March 2003. In fact, my own son was managing the Donegal under 21 team. But the McFadden's and Toys and those lads, you know, Lacey's and Paul Dorkin. And I remember that day Marlon beat us, and undeservedly so, because I remember Shawnee taking off Colin Matthew McFadden and he threw the jersey at him. I can remember like it was yesterday. But since that Monaghan side has had an Indian sign on Donegal and an awful lot of the meetings over the years. And, you know, we haven't done near as well against them as we should have, but they definitely have that Indian sign on that current Donegal squad.
And, Nudi, obviously, Donegal is one of those counties that hold no fear for Monaghan.
No, they don't, definitely don't hold no fear. Monaghan are playing, it's a good time in Monaghan football, as Donegal had won their title and they did go on for a good run. But with the minors having won Ulster a few years ago, they're not on the 21s, and then it sort of gelled the whole euphoria of the whole county together, and it's a good spot to be at the moment. Now, we're still lacking certain areas in the field, like Donegal, but the thing about it is, they make up for it more great. And Donegal and Monaghan play similar, but there's more pace in the Monaghan attack at the present moment, and from the half-forward line and the half-back line up. And, you know, Michael Murphy's one of those great players, and I tell you, for the life of me, I can't understand why he doesn't line up in the square, because when you had that, you had Donaghan and Murphy, and that was the way we looked at it. But you can sort of neutralise them in ways. And the team is a very settled team in Donegal, but I have to say, Monaghan just are set up, and they're confident without being overconfident, and they're looking forward to the challenge of Donegal in Breffni.
Yeah, and tell me, in terms of Monaghan, as you said, they're both pretty aged teams. You know, there's still quite a lot of personnel that are around from the first time they met, what, 3 years ago, 2013?
There is, but, you know, I was thinking of, and Brian would echo this, and Tom, if you study the players that can make the breakthrough in the county teams, it takes them about 3 years to play the system that's involved in a team. That's why the individual player has sort of been sacrificed. And managers want players to stick to the routine, to just stay with the try and test it. And like when you look at the age of the players, for them to take a new player in, managers might only last 2 or 3 years. And they're not prepared to wait for this player, put him on and risk the fate of losing out, let him be torn over of a ball, or taking a shot that he shouldn't, or not making the right tackle. And the player that's been tried and tested, as the experienced players on both sets of teams, they know what exactly is needed of them in each one of the championship matches.
Yeah, and tell me, Monaghan have brought in a couple of young players this year, isn't there? Conor McCarty, is it, and McInnesby?
McInnesby, both have come through the minor and the 21 thing. And Conor McCarty, there's no question, he's a dandy left foot, as good as there is in the country. And he comes, his uncle was Greg Torley, who played county minor, brilliant footballer, Lord rest him. And the thing about Conor, he's worth going to see alone. Ryan McInnesby come through on the 21s, had a lightning year, and he's done very well. The pacey in the half-forward line, they're very creative, they defend well, and the one thing about him, each one of them could take their scores.
And just for those of you who are probably interested in how Ireland is going in the Euros, it's still nil all approaching half time there between Ireland and Italy in that Euro 2016 qualifier in Lille in France tonight. Shane Coleman, captain of Ireland's side, and certainly Ireland playing with a lot of fire in their belly. I see the great bomber Owen Liston tweeting that a couple of minutes ago, so he's happy and obviously watching the game. Tatoe Gaish the question. Come on, Clue Class Game, a shock to the show. To meet Tom Comack, my special guests tonight are Brian McAniff and Eugene Newdy Hughes. And well, they're looking forward to the big game this weekend between Donegal and Monaghan in the Ulster Senior Football Championship. And we can't forget as well, Donegal and Monaghan are also meeting in the Ulster Minor Championship semi final. We'll talk to Brian and to Newdy about that later as well. But for now, we'll just go for a short break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get more out of your run with a great range of new footwear from all the leading brands in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fodger Rash, good evening, Clark, coming to Glasgow and the Shock on the Show. My special guests tonight, of course, are Brian McAniff and Eugene Newdy Hughes. Looking forward to Saturday's big game in the Ulster Senior Championship. That's the second of the semi finals. It's Donegal versus Monaghan in Kingspan Breffni Park, 7 o'clock throw in. And the curtain raiser for that game is Donegal versus Monaghan in the minor championship semi-final as well. Derry, the defending champions at minor ever, already through to the final. They defeated Armagh last week after a replay, and of course Cavan and Tyrone are to meet again in the Ulster Senior Championship in the first of those semi-finals, which ended in a draw last week. P.O. reminded me that I tipped Tyrone to win that one, but unfortunately I got it wrong. Well, I think Tyrone are still in it and they'll probably go on and win the replay quite convincingly as well. 16 points to 3-7, that's how it ended in that particular game. And I can tell you it's half time in Lille in the Euro 2016, last of the group games. It's Ireland nil, it's Italy nil, and I can tell you Twitter is going mad here because Darren O'Sullivan is Kieran Cunningham among those who are tweeting that Ireland were denied another blatant penalty. So quite a lot of people, and I see Robert Whirley from Dunlow as well tweeting that Donegal playing exceptionally well but they again denied a penalty, and Kieran Cunningham suggests that it's possibly the third one they have been denied in the campaign so far. So fingers crossed on that, but Ireland playing well. Anyway, back to the game at the weekend. The big one is Donegal versus Monaghan in the Ulster Senior Championship. And well, Brian, we spoke about Conor McManus, and we spoke about Michael Murphy possibly as the two target men. But first of all, actually, before we talk about that, who is the likely replacement for Neil McGee? Obviously, that's a gap to be filled.
Well, obviously, Eamon probably will move into the middle, and possibly Carol Lacey probably will come in there into the full back line, because he's a very experienced man, and there's no doubt about that. Although Neil be short, the experience that Carol Lacey will bring in will bring a certain amount to the table, but he won't have that physical strength that Neil would bring with him. Mm. But I want to hark back to something that Nudie mentioned. He was talking about pace. Well, I'll tell you where he'll see pace on Sunday: from Owen McHugh, Ryan McHugh and Marty O'Reilly. And I'll tell you what, they'll burn up Breffni in a big way, because when they're finished dealing with those three boys, they'll have a queer pain in the head.
Yeah, and come here now. and obviously Nudie, sorry?
I hope they don't have the ball with them when they're boring it up.
And obviously, is Kingspan Breffni Park bigger than Clonus? Is it?
It's the same.
I always thought it was bigger, but then far be it from me to say Clonus is a good pitch, but I always like playing at Breffni as well. You know, it was the great expanse. There doesn't seem to be as confined, Tom, either, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian, in relation, as we said, Conor McManus and who's going to mark him, and obviously Michael Murphy is a big concern, as Nudie mentioned earlier, but they're delighted he probably won't be playing inside. Who are the other people that, you know, on both sides that teams are going to have to watch?
Well, Frank McLean has been playing out of his skin for us since he came back from the early season injury, and he's made a huge difference to the Donegal attack. And like, having watched Frank since he was a young boy coming up and watching him at club level, he's added a great dimension. He had a hand in both goals in Ballybuffet the last day out against Fermanagh. And although I think he's a bit of a tweak in the hamstring, knowing Frank, he'll be going at full steam on Sunday. Yeah. Or Saturday, I should say.
And who else? Anybody else?
Well, Odin McNeilis has definitely come back into form, as was depicted. He took the two goals that were created by Frank McLean, and when Odin's on form, he can bring an awful lot to the table. So that leaves what maybe, as we could say, taking in Patrick McBurkey and Murphy from time to time. That's six hellish good forwards we have gone out on Sunday.
Mm. And Nudie, from a Monaghan point of view, who are you looking to, obviously, other than McManus?
Oh, you'll definitely have young McCarthy doing well. But the interesting thing, McManus only scored 2 points from play the last day. And it was the spread of the forward line come half back line that really set the tone for the game. The fact that they marked McManus well, and there's no question, like, there's times it does happen to players where they go off. And thankfully, it might only be the down game. But the one thing, as we know, the way Donegal sets up and Monaghan set up, your main forwards will still be there, but it's wherever the player ends up. Like, Paddy McGrath could end up and end up putting the ball over the bar. You know, you could, Carl Lacey, you said Frank McLean, who's been exceptional. I agree with Brian on that there. He's been an linchpin for the last two seasons in particular. You've Anthony Thompson. All these players are going to turn up on that, because that's the way the game has gone.
Martin Riley had an exception given the last time, but Monaghan set up the defence very well, and they'll go man for man, and we know he'll be picking up different players as they will do the same with us. But you know, the one thing I'll always say, when a forward gets a ball 30 metres out, his job is to have a pot of goals. Mm. And the thing that Donegal was waiting for the shooter to get into position, the rest of the players have to have belief in themselves. And that's the one thing it showed in Monaghan against Down. When they could settle down, they could do that. And that's well, that was the difference. When McManus was just off that bit, the rest of the players came up to the mark.
Yeah, and the two play a very similar type game, don't they?
Well, we wouldn't play as much diagonal, but we're looking for the ball to get inside to McManus, there's no question. But Conor McCarthy has taken the edge off McManus a bit because, you know, he's a player you cannot give a yard to. He's jinky and he knows, he gives a great ball and he's a great team player, which is great vision and which is key to McManus and the inside. But the one thing about it is, like, we know if we can get a fair percentage of the ball from the midfield, we have the forwards and the inside to do the damage. And Brian Redd, or the McManus, is definitely a player that can ignite the crowd. And we'd be hoping he doesn't repeat his performance that he gives against Fermanagh.
Mm. And just briefly, moving away from the senior game to the minor game, tell me, Udi, what type of minor team you have. I know when Donegal and Monaghan met in the Ultra Minor League a number of weeks ago in the semi-finals, it was a cracking game, went extra time. Was it 23-21 it ended in favour of Donegal?
Correct, and you'll have a repeat performance this weekend. The minor team, we have brilliant players underage coming through, Bannigan, Gartland. All these players can finish, can take their scores, and Donegal, I believe, have a very good team as well. But the one thing about it is the crowd will be immense for the minor match, because we expect the winners of this to go on and win Ulster. And that's the position we're looking at Monaghan, and I'm quite sure Donegal is the same, because the tenacity that is shown in the seniors, it'll be more ignited by the young players coming through, and you'll see a skilled game with great scores in the minors, and there's no question about that. So everyone will want to be in early.
Yeah, and Brian, again, it's been obviously it's I think it's like the rising tides when a senior team is going well, it lifts everybody. We've enjoyed a good run at minor as well. I know there was disappointment last year. I have been beaten by Derry in the semi final, but what do you make of this year's Donegal minor?
I think they're more focused the side this year, because there was an expectation there from the side from last year that based on the results of the year before, we felt generally throughout the country it was only a matter of turning up. And Derry came out that day and put it up to us. It's a big ginger haired lad, his name eludes me. In fact, I would know
Connor
the father because I have a house.
Connor Glass,
his father's house here in Bundoran. And he put our bulb out last year. But it wasn't so much he put our bulb out. We went in with the wrong attitude, not unlike what Mayo did last Saturday in Castlebar. They just thought it was only a matter of going out and playing the game as 1-5 favourites. But this Donegal side has got the 2 feet well on the ground. And there was too much expectations from the team last year, which filtered through. And management couldn't do nothing about it, because it was we, the general spectators, that give them that feeling of expectation that we're going to win the Ulster Championship just by and large, and maybe we go on and win the All-Ireland. But it wasn't to be. But I think these lads are, I won't say they're better focused, but I think they're better tuned in for the game on Sunday. They need to be, because Monaghan are a good side.
Anyway, going back to the senior game, Nudia, and time is pretty precious on us, but what are you expecting on Sunday, and who do you expect to win?
Well, I honestly believe that Monaghan is just prime right. Everything's right about them this year. The omens are again Donegal, and I can say that with confidence. Because you can see it in the radio and you can't see the faces I'm putting on. But what I would say, it'll be no easy game, but I expect us to win by about 4 points.
And why do you think that? What's your reasoning for that?
Well, I think the defence has been very, very consistent throughout, and they've matched up Donegal in almost every position they played them in, and they gave them a 7 point start in the league. And normally Donegal would go on and just multiply in that, or when they maybe get the 8 points they would close gap. But the fact Monaghan came back and they held out and they won, and I think that gave Monaghan a serious lift going into the last games, and it stuck to them for the championship, and they haven't looked back since that.
Brian, we've only got a minute left, Jimmy Stafford is telling me, but in that 1 minute, Monaghan are going to win by 4. I'm sure you're not going to agree with that.
No, I I don't think Monaghan win by four, Tom. I think the fact against St. Breffni, I feel the team's in a good place at the minute. Rory has them well tuned up. I think Donegal by about 2 points. It's going to be a very, very close game, but I think Donegal will come out by 2 points. We're used to closing out very tight games, and I think that's the experience Donegal has over the last 5 years. We'll stand them in good stead.
Enough. And is there any chance of another draw?
Well, you know, when I say by two, far away from the draw, because I was talking to a sports journalist today and he said to me he was expecting a draw and then I'd make a complete pig's arse, I suppose, of the backdoor system.
Anyway, look at Brian and to Nudie Hughes and Monaghan as well. That's Brian McAniff and Bundoran. Thank you indeed for joining us. Unfortunately, the clock has caught up to us again. And remember, the big game on Saturday afternoon, we'll have live updates from Donegal versus Monaghan in the minor game, and we will have the senior game full live commentary with Oisín Kelly and with Declan Bonner. That's it from me this week. My thanks to my guests tonight, Eugene Newdy Hughes, and to Brian McAniff, and also to Jimmy Stafford and Sound. Good evening, Shocklin, the Hogan, Slán agus Bannock.